Archer duck. Look out! They open the doors and the kids are just flying down the aisles
like,
right now.
It's like Black Friday.
It's what it is. Yeah, you know what it looked like? It looked like when they cracked the windows open in Ferguson. Everybody came
out. Oh, my word.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you just did. Yeah. You went there.
Oh, well. Andrew Cobbsey, hockey giant. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You've got something cool coming up tomorrow. I think everybody needs to know about this at your store.
Yeah, tomorrow we're all going to come down after the expo. We're going to set up in our store. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a good time.
We have an expo with some of these very vendors, correct?
Yeah, it's the After Expo Expo. We have CCM coming out, Sherwood, Akon, the company out of Finland, and we're going to have shooting lanes. It's going to be a really fun time out there.
So one of the cool things that you have there is the ability to sell the product. So here you're more looking at it and trying it. Now you can go get it is what we're really doing here, right? I mean, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, we're having a sale going on, and you can come out and try the product, get the product, touch, feel, and actually take it home.
That is outstanding. So what are the hours of operation for that?
We're at 10 to 6 tomorrow.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You're going bell to bell, 10 to 6 on this. And then did I hear a rumor? Is there going to be any dignitaries there or not?
Maybe one or two.
Okay, possible. So you might want to check it out. We're not making any announcements on that. But once again, that is the Hockey Giant Superstore. Andrew Cobbsey, the general manager. You guys are... It's a terrific location. How many rinks are within that? I mean, you can throw a hula hoop around a ton. I mean, so there's a lot of hockey playing going on in that area. And it's right on your way out to the Mall of America, right next to REI. You kind of can't go wrong, can you?
No, not at all. We're at a great location, right by the airport, too. I mean, we get everyone coming in.
So it's the After the Expo Expo at the Hockey Giant Superstore in Bloomington, Minnesota, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep. All the reps are coming as well. We have people flying.
Are you staffed and ready to go?
I'm staffed and ready to go.
You're going to get crushed.
I hope so.
Sir, you better get to your booth. They're running down the aisle ready to get rolling. Andrew, thanks for joining us here this morning, and be sure to check that out tomorrow from 10 to 6.
Thank you.
You bet. That's the Hockey Giant Superstore, located on the corner of 494 and Lindale. Also, proud partners of ours here at Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Bart Archer, we see the crowds are filing in, and we've got some vibe here. I mean, before we started this thing, it was kind of the calm before the storm.
Yeah, in fact, it's going to amp up every hour from this point, but a lot of people came out to the expo today. Andrew does a great job. If I have a moment to just tell a story, I actually frequent that store, and I bought some what I call breezers. A lot of people don't, but it was missing a clip. Somebody came in because they were probably missing theirs and put it in their pocket, but I came back to return. He didn't know who I was like everybody else, but he was very accommodating, took care of me. I was in and out of there within 10 minutes, and I was back out on the ice. So they do a great job as far as customer service, but they have terrific amount of products, so there's something for everyone down there.
It was like you were a secret shopper.
It was, indeed, and I was you know, a little bit irritated, I'll be honest with you, but he quickly diffused that with the enthusiasm that he took care of my concerns.
Great customer service, for
absolutely.
Sure. So things continue to file in here at the Let's Play Hockey Expo, and some of the things that you see are some great new training tools and devices. Mike Carman should be coming by here. He, of course, the former Golden Gopher. Played professionally as well. We're going to talk about his work at First Athlete and some of the things that they're doing in the efforts to really work on the multi-sport athlete, their training, and really just evolving the entire athlete. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him. Doug Johnson's going to join us from Let's Play Hockey. We're going to have plenty to talk about. He's a wealth of hockey knowledge.
Oh, he's a staple in the landscape of Minnesota hockey, not just high school, but have a lot of respect for him and what he does. And Let's Play Hockey, obviously, has been around forever and really a nice magazine, but he does such a great job. Look forward to speaking with him.
I'd also like to mention the WCHA Women's Final Faceoff is this weekend, and that is really an event that's expanded in its scope. It started at Bloomington Ice Garden back in the day. Many have been held at Ritter, some up at Amsoil Arena and the deck before that, and now they're going to be at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. And Tim Kolanainen and I had the opportunity to write the program book for the WCHA Final Faceoff, and this is the history that's engulfed around this For local fans, it's not just about the Gophers in this thing, because Wisconsin and Mark Johnson have been very productive and very effective, as well as UMD, who are not in it as they were knocked out by Bemidji State last week in a great three-game series. North Dakota, the host school, is going to have, quote, home ice advantage. They will be there as well. So there's a great four teams. Minnesota's only lost two games along the way. Although you say that, Bart, they're only second in the pairwise rankings.
Well, it's a team that's been able to sustain success, but they keep getting such good players, and it's really a fun brand to watch. It's really probably one of the truest senses of the game of hockey is the way that they play their brand. But if you get a chance, obviously go out and see it. But it's worth your while to certainly follow. But a lot of good hockey to be played in the coming weeks and months.
In the WCHA last night, Bemidji State with a big win over Minnesota State. They now have secured home ice for the playoffs as well. They have been absolutely a surging hockey club right now. They're joining the upper echelon of Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green as far as your top teams in that conference as they prepare for their playoffs. By the way, do want to mention coming up a partner of ours right here with the On the Ice radio show that we do a lot of work with, and the mnhockeymag.com, which is connected to everything we do, is the WCHA, and their Final Five is coming up soon here at the Xcel Energy Center as well. And there are teams that people have lost sight of. We talk about this a lot. The Big Ten, Bart, has been tough for the Minnesota fan to follow. It's fractured it into three conferences among the teams, and the rivalries have been a little bit tapped a little bit, I think, and it becomes tougher to follow your favorite teams.
Well, indeed it is, but the thing about the Big Ten is it's going to gather a little momentum each and every year. It's going to get better and better, but I think in the infancy, people don't necessarily like change. They like what they're comfortable with, what they're familiar with, but yes, actually it does change the dynamic, and it kind of puts things into a bit of a melting pot. But I think that in a year or two, once the Penn State rivalry begins to build, once people become more familiar with Michigan State and Michigan...
And they're getting better.
Absolutely, and I think it's going to get better and better and ramp it up. But, change isn't always good, but change isn't always bad as well.
This, of course, the last weekend of regular season play. WCHA will be winding things down. They'll be at the Xcel Energy Center March 20th and 21st for their Final Five. And they will certainly have things to do. By the way, I want to mention there's a single season session tickets for that are $35. You can get all tournament passes packages for $69. Can you get a better rate than that?
No, pretty good
three
value.
Games?
Pretty good value.
They're on sale at Tickermaster.com or at the Xcel Energy Center box office. I got a little tip. Don't come to the box office today.
Yeah,
was it packed out there?
It always seems to be packed.
Even
at least
now.
When I walk by it. But, yeah, people are enthusiastic. They're patiently
Duluth
waiting.
Duluth East fans.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there are people making the trip down 35. The bandwagon's getting full.
You know, and I can't say that I would venture to say if it was Lakeville against Edina, obviously they'd get a good push at the box office. But I think that Duluth East Greyhounds against Lakeville North is actually pushing people to
Don't
come out.
Don't you think the David and Goliath thing has really got people excited? They want to see the team that nobody expected to try to knock the undefeated string out and get after things that way. I think that definitely has an impact.
Well, it's a win-win scenario. If Edina plays Lakeville North, obviously the two Giants clash for some perhaps a run at some records, but the fact that there is an underdog and a favorite, I think that piques the interest probably to a certain degree almost on the same level, but it just promises to be a fantastic game today at 12 o'clock for the Class A, but especially the Double A tonight at 7.
And to wrap up our WCHA talk, by the way, you can get ticket specials, 20 tickets at $20 a piece. So that's $15 off the original price. It's a group price from the mnhockeymag.com. So you can contact scott.tiffany at minnesotahockeymagazine.com, and he can get you hooked up. It's a great situation to bring your kids to watch collegiate hockey, the next level, and they're pricing it right. You know, and let's be honest, the NCHC is going on that weekend as well at Target Center, so it's a little border battle. And I think one of the things that these two conferences are going to have to debate is whether they want to stay here in the Twin Cities and fight it out or move out to other areas.
Wow, subject.
It's a valued market, and the irony is they don't have one team here in the Twin Cities.
How about that? But there's a lot of a battle for the entertainment dollar, but that's certainly a viable player.
We take a look at a couple of other things here, Bart, before we move on to our next steps, as we'll start bringing in the guests. I know Doug Johnson is around the bend. We're also going to be joined by Mike Carman, He, of course, from First Athlete. And Tim Colomina will come back. We've got a Wild Colorado game coming up tomorrow night that we'll get into in our final segment. That's going to be something else. I don't well, Patrick Waugh is talking in the background. He's still at, he's not working the short-term memory on the Tyson Berry, Matt Cook injury from last year. So he's still, I'm sure he's blaming their, you know, their fall in the standings to that.
Boy, he's crazy. And I'm not trying to make a blanket statement, but he's certifiably nuts. If you look at him, it's like he's got that 40-foot stare in a 20-foot room, but he's always so, he's a pretty intense coach. But obviously, the two teams very familiar with each other, a little bad blood, but that makes it interesting. But tomorrow night, Wild play Colorado. It should be a fun contest to watch.
Mike Carman has joined us here. We're going to get to him in a matter of moments as we'll come up with our next segment. Doug Johnson is on deck as well, Bart Archer. So we'll look your way, his way in a matter of minutes, too. Dave, I think what we'll do is we'll take an early break here and get set up for this next segment, if you don't mind. When we come back, we'll have more from the Let's Play Hockey Expo. This is the On the Ice Radio Show on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. We welcome you back to the Let's Play Hockey Expo here at the River Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. Chad Graff probably coming close to landing right now. He took off at 8 o'clock from Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. And we continue to welcome our guests. Up next is Doug Johnson. Mike Carman is in the on-deck circle right now, getting ready to roll. Doug, what a day. Huge numbers that came through this expo. And, you know, I mean, it never seems to level off.
No, it just keeps growing every year, which is kind of fun to watch. And the kids get so excited and the parents to come every year and see what's new in hockey and some of the interactive things. And I think kind of fun this year, for the last couple of years, the Wild have been out of town. But now the Wild are in town, so there's going to be at least a half a dozen Wild players showing up in about a hour or so here. We'll have Parisi, Suter, Spurgeon, Folan, a lot of the Wild players. Granlund will be here, so it's an extra treat for all the hockey fans.
Because it's an off day because they play tomorrow. Usually they just get out of here, and they're gone until Tuesday, Thursday of the following week, and they go from there. And so what a benefit that is. So when the doors open, I watch the kids try to be good. You know, they walked. They started walking fast, and then people were getting position, and then they started to run down the aisle. And I'm watching one after the other. It was, and Bart said, it's like Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know, the sale's on. So what really struck me bigger, though, was you and I could put, you know, we could sit here and say, hey, let's do a football expo or let's do a basketball. You don't get that kind of passion, do you?
No.
You really don't.
Yeah, hockey people are very passionate. They're very interested in the gear, whether it's the sticks, the skates, the helmets, the protective, you know, what might give them an advantage as a player and training devices. And there's just so many things involved in the game that kind of can help you improve your skill level.
Is it because the game is so involved that creates this passion and desire for this information? Or is it just because it's the game and you love the game? Or both?
I think it's because everybody loves the game. And, you know, we are truly the state of hockey, even though the Canadians feel that they invented hockey and that is their sport, which is true. But Minnesota, it's kind of our sport, too. So everyone grows up saying they want to be a hockey player. The pinnacle for them is to be on their high school team. And if they're lucky, to appear in a state tournament.
Well, I just like to say that Minnesota is an extended province of Canada. And then we keep everybody happy, right?
Yes.
So we kind of have dual citizenship going on here when it comes to the game. Have you had a chance to see any of the, I know you've been busy with this, have you seen any of the play at the Xcel Energy Center this week?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of the games, and, you know, it's phenomenal, you know, tournament this year, and I think a lot of people expected that. You had 5 out of the 8 top-rated teams in the state in the field. So you look at that, and you say you're going to have some very, very competitive games on the AA side.
We've only had one running time third period out of all of them so far.
Yes, and the A has been very, very competitive, too, and that championship game, an out-state final, which I think a lot of people are excited to see again, the same championship two teams as last year, and, you know, both very deserving, hard-working programs, great hockey communities, you know, so they're very, very excited, both from Hermantown and East Grand, to be here.
butting heads. You've got Tyler Palmasino and the great Scott Oliver with him. You know, we all about Scott and the great work he's done, not only in hockey, but football as well. And then on the other side of the coin, can't say enough about Bruce Plant and his product. And the kids, both teams seem to play the game, all three zones. They take care of the details, and they take the game very seriously, and I respect that out of what they get out of their kids.
No question. I think you look at most of the coaches that eventually get their teams to the state tournament, whether it's A or AA, very, very successful coaches, long-tenured coaches who have been in the game a long time. You're talking about the Giles, the Lechners, the Randolphs. You know, the Vanellis have been around it a long time. You look at all these guys, Lee Smith and the two you mentioned in Class A, that they have so much experience, and they know how to prepare their players, not only on the ice but off the ice, and that's why they're here a lot. And people go, oh, geez, it's the same old teams. Well, because they're very, very good, and they're very successful coaches.
Yeah, you can't get too disappointed, because the reality is these guys know what they're doing. And the best part about this whole situation is you get great hockey, which yields interest, which keeps the game viable and enjoyable. And I think it's been a really good step forward for Minnesota hockey, Minnesota high school hockey, from what we've seen this year.
No question, and you get some of the matchups. You know, everybody loves to hate Edina, so that's a great matchup where Duluth East, and most people in the building, they wanted Duluth East. They didn't want Edina. Everybody's excited about Lakeville North right now to see if they can go through this thing undefeated. So there's a lot of additional sidebar stories that has created interest. Another factor is the weather's been perfect.
Oh, we just talked about that.
You know, and so there's not any excuses to say, well, I can't come to the game.
You're not fighting elements up 7th and to get here. Easy to get to the restaurants and the establishments. It's almost a spring Stanley Cup playoff environment, which is awesome. What do you think about the Palings, Ryan, Nick, and Jack, as far as being ambassadors to the game? Not that they're required to be. But these guys have really gone above and beyond, I think, and have really held themselves personally in great esteem for the game. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I agree, and you know, they've all chosen to stay with their local high school, to play with, not leave early. They were all enticed to move on to the next level. There's a lot of people that say you can't develop in high school, you need to move on to juniors, and they've chosen not to listen to those people and follow their passion, follow their pride, and, you know, you're never going to forget these memories. And you talk to people that have been very successful in the game, not only at the high school, college, professional, and Olympic level, their best memories still are the state tournament. And so, you know, this is still the greatest state tournament, not only in the U.S., but Canada, really in the world.
And you know what? A sad storyline that's somewhat missed in all of this is Dylan Malmquist had the opportunity to really etch himself as one of the greats of state tournament play. Well, regular season, too. But if his team could have come through and won the three-peat, led by him with the numbers that he puts up and the things that he does, unfortunate that he gets dinged in the back of the leg and couldn't go last night. But I think that's kind of a lost story in all of this.
Yeah, there's so many stories like that in every state tournament that,
yeah,
you know, that whoever thought Duluth East would do what they did, and everybody thought you want to see Edina and Lakeville North in the championship game, but now with Duluth East, the run that they're doing, I think that's created as much excitement for tonight's game as you would have thought with any Edina-Lakeville North matchup.
I just think it's so ironic that Duluth East, I've always felt as though, you remember when you said the North-South, you know, Northern hockey is superior to Southern hockey, or Metro, and you know, and then you had Rochester, and there used to be this divide. Now you're feeling as though there's half of the Metro that are really saying, whoa, we want to see this team knock off the undefeateds. I think it's just created a lot of, I don't want to say chaos, but like tension.
Right.
In a
good way. And I think a lot of people have been critical of the Minnesota State High School League, saying, well, how do we get the 8 best teams in the state here? We need the 8 best teams in the state. Well, with their section play, they almost have the 8 best teams in the state. And you look at hockey in general, people say, well, it's an expensive sport. Only the elite can really play and be successful. Well, I don't know if you're going to say that now, whether it's Hermantown or East Grand Forks, either one, they're probably not in the same you know, wage-earning category as sure. some of the Twin Cities suburban teams, and you're going, they're going to win state tournaments over these teams, and if Duluth East happens to knock off Lakeville North tonight, there you go, you have another northern, you know, power winning that it shows that you can still win in smaller type communities that aren't in the Twin Cities area.
Well, and to that point, I think the bigger picture of that is the competitiveness of the Class A. New Ulm was very good against Matamidi, which was a top 1-2-3 team all year long, and they came up here with no apologies, got in there and went right after, and I thought that was very, very impressive. The year before, Laverne was good, so that game is shoring up there quite well, and the Final Four was terrific yesterday.
No question. And I think everybody was hoping for a return by Laverne. I think everybody was a little skeptical saying, well, what are we really going to see out of New Ulm?
Of course.
But they played very, very well. And, you know, it's just been a fantastic tournament. And I anticipate two great championship games.
Kind of don't want it to end.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I know. One thing's for sure. You don't want this to end in here. I'm telling you. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, what got you to think, you know, I'm going to start doing these things, the expo?
Well, we started it 26 years ago, where there used to be a small one with a few sales reps, used to have tables around the pool over at the Holiday Inn, the Crown Plaza, and I'm not sure what it's called now.
Yeah, it changes like every other day.
It does. And you just go, okay, why can't we take that as an environment over to the state tournament? We had a lot of discussions with Dave Stead and his crew saying, okay, let's find a way to get everybody after games, before games, to come over, and they have a controlled environment where they're not saying, hey, what are we going to do now between games? And maybe get in a little trouble, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. So we kind of created this area to say, hey, let's create a consumer trade show where the kids now have an opportunity to see the new stuff coming out before it hits the shelves, and they can actually talk to the manufacturers one-on-one to say, why is this stick better? Why is that skate better? Why is this helmet going to be better? Why is this protective going to help us out? And, you know, it started very, very slow. We were at the building next door at the Roy Wilkins. Now we also have the River Center and the Roy Wilkins. We've expanded in that regard, and you know, it's really been embraced by the manufacturers themselves, and even the companies out of Canada that come, who we talked about earlier, our hockey, they can't believe this when they get here and see the people, the tournament, the cheerleaders, the band, and it's
we heard Wayne Peterson say from the Minnesota Wild that the Class AA banquet and Class Single A banquet that you put on prior to the tournament, the Chicago Blackhawks came to this venue, to everything, to view it and see, okay, we want to do this at the United Center. How can we do this? Dennis Savard, of course, the Hall of Famer, walked away and said, there's nothing we can do. Essentially.
Right.
And I think that goes to show about just, you take it for granted here in where we're at. I mean, do you really even have this in Toronto like this? You can't pull it off, can you?
No, people have tried to do things like this in Boston, Toronto, Montreal. They haven't been able to achieve anything near, and the expos and the exhibits haven't continued in those areas. But now we're getting people not only from Minnesota, the world. We have people from China, from Europe that come to the trade show. The person that runs the Quebec Peewee Tournament, which is the largest peewee tournament in the world, he's here walking through the trade show. And you see former coaches, Brad Buteau is here, Doug Wu is here. It's just a place also to gather and meet former hockey stars.
You know, and it's a place to just sort of reset each year. You know, you go through your hockey year and we all just check in, make sure everybody's okay,
right.
We're good.
Yep.
And there's Brad or whatever it is. And but that is what is so, it's a celebration. It really is. It, I mean, yes, it's a trade show and there's great items and things, but when you see the kids running down the aisles, thrilled to be here, and when you see all of the great things, and the scope of this being as big as this room is here at the River Center, and then you tuck it underneath over to Roy Wilkins, that's big.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's big. So you must work your tail off on this thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much nonstop, 12 months. And, you know, over in Roy Wilkins, we also, because we believe kids should play more than one sport. So we brought in baseball, softball over there, and the Minnesota Twins are involved. There's batting cages over there. You can try out the new
product. I'm jumping over.
And also we have golf, second swing. The Minnesota PGA is here. You can take golf lessons. Plus, you can have your picture taken with the Ryder Cup that maybe outside of the Stanley Cup, maybe the most prestigious prestigious trophy in all of sports.
And the largest, that is the largest event in sport. I mean, no question, worldwide. And it's here at Hazeltine. That's so great.
Right.
So excited. Doug, that's going to do it. Great work as always. Thanks for all your support and the partnership. We appreciate it here at The Ticket.
You got it. Anytime.
Thank you, Doug. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Doug Johnson, Let's Play Hockey, right here at the On the Ice radio show from the Let's Play Hockey Expo. We'll be back with Mike Carmen on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Mike Carmen, thumbs up. Is it on the tune? I'm sorry, not Mike Carmen. Mike,
it's all working still. That's what I'm happy about.
Okay. I thought he was liking the tune. Mike Carmen, thanks for joining us. First athlete located on, is it Amundsen Avenue in Edina?
Yep. Amundsen Avenue, right behind the Minnesota Made Ice Center there.
How about this? Of course, you, the former Golden Gopher, back in the digs at the XL Energy Center, the home of plenty of victories for you, I'm sure, along the way that you know quite well. And you know, just coming back, having been retired, how does it feel to be back in this environment right now?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. I mean, to be honest, it feels like yesterday I was playing in the state tournament here. So it's really fun to be back. I don't think I've been to the Expo since I was in high school. So it's really cool to see that and see how it's grown and see all the people here. I mean, it's really incredible.
How much bigger is it from when you were in high school?
I don't remember it being nearly this big. Probably about half this size even. I mean, all the companies that have come out now, all the new products, it's really quite something to see, and I'm kind of excited to look forward to walk around after we're done here.
And do you have a booth here, too, for First Athlete, or did you guys pass on this one this year?
You know, it's going to be terrible. I'm not entirely sure if we have one here or not. I wasn't in charge of setting that up, because primarily what I do, I work through the rink, Minnesota Made company, and First Athlete, of course, is associated with that, and so I kind of got asked last minute to talk about it, and I have a lot of experience with First Athlete, but again, that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
I don't know if we have a booth or not.
I was leaning on Amy Walker. I said, let's get Podes in here. And she's like, well, he's a little shy or busy or whatever it is. She said, I got one. Here comes Mike Carmen. Even better. You know, so state tournament experience for you. What do you recall from that?
You know, it was really amazing. I had the opportunity as a freshman. I could have been in it. I broke my elbow about 2 months before we went into the state tournament, so I ended up not playing. And that was the year we took third. NOCA won it, I believe, that year. We lost to
Fish.
That was 2003.
Okay.
So that was really fun. But then the next year, my sophomore year, was the year us and Centennial kind of battled back and forth, 1 and 2 the entire year. They beat us in overtime at the Schwann's Cup at Christmas. And lo and behold, we get them first round at the state tournament, which, you know, I'm going to be completely honest, I was not happy that we had them in the first round, the way I figured us two should have been meeting potentially. But, you know, then again, it goes to show with Edina losing yesterday, you never know who's going to win. And it's tough to lose in the first round and get to play 2 or 3 games at the XL. But, you know, playing in front of, you know, first round game, I think we had 15 or 16,000 that day, and it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was really, really fun.
Well, you were there in the era of the Northwest Suburban Conference, too. I mean, that was like everybody was just bringing it at the time. And, I mean, it was like boom, 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 one after the other. It was an interesting time, and the XL Energy Center was, you know, new.
New, yep.
I mean, smelled new. It kind of still does in a weird way.
It really does. I went back in there this year for the first time in a while, and it was because usually I'm not home in the winters to be here. And, you know, it still feels like it's brand new. I mean, they do such a good job taking care of it and everything. The facility is awesome.
Talk about your pro career a little bit. Walk us through your experiences with that.
You know, if you had to ask me honestly, I don't think I would have guessed I'd be done already. I turned 27 next month. I thought I was going to be playing for a while. But, you know, that's the way things go. And I'm looking back now, I feel very fortunate to have gotten to play after college. And you know, I think a lot of guys will feel that way. You get the opportunity to, you know, make a career for however long it is, playing something you love and you grew up doing. You know, you can't be any more grateful than that. But you know, I played with a couple different teams. I was drafted by Colorado, so I started out with them, and I had a very good camp. I think my first year up in Colorado, and it was an awesome experience, really amazing. Some of the guys I remember. You know, he wasn't playing anymore, but Joe Sackett came walking to the locker room, and I was just kind of jaw dropped in awe. It was a really cool experience, and you know, and then you know, playing in the AHL for 4 years was a blast. I was with in Lake Erie in Cleveland, the Hershey Bears, you know,
yeah,
probably
yeah.
The most storied organization in the AHL. So it's pretty cool to be a part of that. I mean, they filled up their rink. It was about the size of Mariucci, and it was full every game, which you don't see in the minor leagues. And then finished last year in Wilkes-Barre. I got to play for an old coach of mine that I played for in Ann Arbor and for the World Juniors, John Hines. And we made a run to the conference finals. So it was kind of a good way to go out, and I had a blast.
Wilkes-Barre is kind of a storied franchise in the A as well. I mean, they see, you know, every time you think of a couple teams that crop up, I think of Houston, Hershey, Wilkes-Barre, and what's the one up in in St. John's?
St. John's. Oh, well, coincidentally, that's where we played our the conference finals.
Yeah.
And so that's way up there. People think, oh, St. John's. They think it's St. John in New Brunswick or Halifax area. No, it's St. John's, Newfoundland. It's halfway to Greenland.
So you're telling me you're going ice road trucking to get there, right? You're kind of going across.
If we drove, I don't think it'd be possible for them to be in the league.
So
luckily,
you're just dropping down on a little piece of parcel.
It's an island.
Yeah.
It's called The Rock. That's the nickname for it. So that is really, and that's a great barn to play in. I think they seat about five or six, but it's packed. It's like a junior barn. And it was a great, great series, and it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, again, Wilkes-Barre, you know, I talk about Hershey being a storied organization. Funny thing was, they're also one of the biggest rivalries in the AHL. They're an hour and change from each other. It's like here to St. Cloud.
Yeah.
So I went from one to the other within a year. So it was kind of interesting to be on both sides of it, and that was a kind of a cool experience as well. So.
One transition to the next. So now in your work with Minnesota Made and your exposure with First Athlete, I'm sure you've worked out a lot there, correct?
Oh, yep. I trained there every summer after college. So, I mean, it was easy for me because the training programs are designed by Cal Dietz, who runs the U of M strength and conditioning and has been for years. And I loved the workouts that Cal did, so it was an easy transition to go there afterwards.
What type of thing do you think a lot of young players, if they make mistakes as far as their training, do they overdo it in certain areas? And you know, what areas do you think should be focused on from that?
Well, if anything, I feel like, you know, parents, you know, it's one of two things. They're either gun-shy about it, and they think, oh, I can't get my kid in too early, but in reality, they should be going in and doing things. Or it's like, oh, I got to get him right away. I mean, if the kid's not physically matured yet, then obviously you don't want him lifting weights and things like that. You do a lot of body weight stuff. And that's kind of what I did growing up with Bernie McBain. I mean, the guy who runs First Athlete and you know, owns First Athlete in Minnesota Made. We did a lot of body weight training growing up. I didn't even touch a weight until I went to Ann Arbor at 16. And, you know, maybe that was a year later or so, but that was about the time I was hitting the point in, you know, my maturity phase where I could you know, essentially start working out. And that's why I think First Athlete does a great job. But they have younger kids in there, and they do turf workouts, a lot of agility, footwork, speed training, and that's awesome. You can't start that early enough. And then they will start doing a little bit of lightweights, you know, but it's, you know, nothing heavy. And then they gauge it. They do a great job over there. I know Mike Lichtig, he's kind of in charge, and he does an awesome job, really, like, focusing on each individual's needs.
And they do a of cross training to other sports too, so it's not really a one trick pony, so to speak.
Nope.
And that's one thing I think people need to keep in mind as well.
Exactly, and that's kind of something we've really started to focus on. I know over there is that not only are they focused on hockey, they've got little kids programs kind of introducing them to all sports. They have lacrosse training over there, and even before this was starting to get introduced, there's athletes from, you know, soccer, football players. You name it, they're over there training, and they can, you know, they can book, you know, turf workouts, and they're real small groups. You get a lot of really good reps, and they have a great, you know, for hockey players too, they have a great shooting area over there where they have the synthetic ice you can skate on while you're shooting, and they have a couple of the treadmills, and the weight room is just, you know, it doesn't get any better. I mean, it's really a great facility over there, and I think it's starting to grow a little more now. I think it kind of flew under the radar for the first few years, but if you get a chance, you know, you really got to go over there and check it out and see it for yourself.
I think it's the reason I want to talk about this is so many things are discussed about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And, you know, it's all about, to me, appropriate training so you're getting the appropriate muscle memory and all of that. I just want to mention that First Athlete's located in Edina. Check it out. You can check them out online at, do I have an online for you here? First, that's 1stathlete.com.
Yep,
absolutely. We're talking with Mike Carman. He's a former Gopher with Gopher Hockey, and yeah, obviously the Big Ten, and they're in the midst of that. And it looks as though they're in decent shape now for an NCAA bid, at least by turning things up in the Big Ten. Your thoughts on where this team is headed?
you know, I know they started, I think they started off pretty well, I think, the first few weekends, and then, you know, they kind of tapered off a little bit, and I know we had the same problem a couple of years I was there. We went through some cold spells, but the good thing that I noticed this year, I had the chance to go to both games the Ohio State weekend. And I know a lot of people can say, well, Ohio State's, you know, they're not in the, you know, the Gophers should be beating them, but they made a statement that weekend, I felt, both games at home there. They really dominated and really, really took it to them. And then they started to go on their run after that. And, you know, it's great that this is the time of year they're heating up. I mean, that's one thing that, you know.
It's better now than October,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And that's one thing, you know, I hate to plug these guys, but North Dakota, that's one thing they always do well. They turn it on the right time of the year, and they always did it when I was at school. So they were a real tough team to beat down the stretch. And, you know, I think it's good that, you know, the Gophers are exhibiting that right now.
North Dakota lays in the weeds. Particularly, but there's this growing improvement in confidence that they're getting better and going to be better as the season wears on. And when it matters, they're unfazed by it. Now, from the Gopher perspective, obviously you were part of the Colorado Avalanche organization. There's a ton of draft picks on that team. This is a crazy statement, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes it seems like there's too much talent. And what I mean by that, not enough of the plumbers per se. And then some guys that are, you know, I mean, let's face it. You've got player agents, family advisors, GMs, head scouts, all talking to you, right? I mean, so I feel like some of these guys are kind of getting pulled in different directions. Is that a fair observation, or is it not as bad as I think it is?
I think you might be overstating it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like most, and I know I can't speak for every NHL organization, but I do know when I was at school at the Colorado Avalanche, and when I was there, both Ryan Stoa and Derek Peltier were with them as well. And they did it. I felt like they really respected what was going on at Minnesota. They didn't tread on, you know, the coach's toes. They weren't trying to pull us away from the program. You know, they would be there to watch, but they'd be respectful. They would speak with the coaches first. Hey, can we talk to the guys? You know, and just kind of, you know, see how they're doing and give them some feedback.
Beautiful.
And so I think that was a real good experience, because you didn't feel the pressure like, oh, they're trying to pull us out of here, but you felt that they cared at the same time. So teams that are able to walk the line like that, like Colorado did with us, I think is a real good. You know, a real good model, and I would imagine most of the teams do that.
And it comes down to trust.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the coach, and that's what they try and do. They try to build a relationship with the coaching staff and let them know, you know, kind of, hey, we're not here to steal your guys. And I know that's kind of the common perception from the public, is that, you know, guys are in a hurry to leave. And, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think a lot of guys that come to college, you know, a first-round draft pick, your top 10 maybe, you know, sometimes those guys, you know, they're like, they see college as a stepping stone. But for most of us, and I can't speak for everybody, but for most of us, I feel like, you know, college is such a fun time, too. You know, you meet a lot of people. You know, it's a really, really great experience playing in front of, you know, the fans in college. And the college hockey experience was second to none for me. It was the most fun I've had playing hockey, and obviously turning pro was a great experience as well. But it was an unbelievable experience. And, I was fortunate enough to be able to grow up in Minnesota for the most part, and then go to play for the Gophers. So, I mean, it was a dream come true for me. But I can safely say most guys I know that played college hockey, that was what they wanted, and and they enjoyed it and wanted to stay there and get their education as well.
That's awesome. Mike Carman, University of Minnesota, you've got something that you're working with that's here right now.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, real quick here, I just want to throw a quick plug into actually two things here. First of all is the No Sweat. They have a stand here. It's a hockey helmet liner and going baseball hats as well. Keeps all the sweat from running your eyes. I promise you, it really is a great product. It really works. I used it my last year playing. You should definitely go check it out. Great bunch of guys working over there. Also as well, I'm going to be playing with the U.S. World Championship bandy team in Russia in a few weeks.
Nice.
And the U.S. bandy team has a stand here as well. And a lot of people haven't heard of bandy. It is an awesome sport. You should definitely go check out the stand and talk to those guys as well.
Okay, once again, the first one.
No Sweat.
And
the USA bandy.
You're the man. Mike Carman, thank you so much for joining us here today. Terrific guest. We'll see you soon, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. We'll be back around the bend to wrap up our final segment from the Let's Play Hockey Expo. That's 105, The Ticket. We're almost ready to shut this thing down, Bart Archer. That was 2 hours that went just like that.
Well, and those last two segments were exceptional. Mr. Kerman speaks very, very well, and he's got a lot of good things going on, but he's an exceptionally nice man.
Great guy, great hockey player, and we're going to kind of close this thing out. We're having a little bit of fun here at the Let's Play Hockey Expo. It is starting to fill up. And as Doug Johnson said, there are going to be Wild players down here from Suter to Parisi. We're hearing the big names are going to be in the house.
Well, and,
I mean, this is like, you just got Jagger and Richards circa 75.
and it gets better every year. But I did walk around while you're doing part of the segment with Doug Johnson. But a lot of excited people, a lot of things going on. Come on down to the Expo, and there's some pretty good hockey going on next door, too.
There is some really good hockey going on next door. By the way, don't forget, coming up in about 1 hour or so, Bart Archer and I will be on the call for the Class A State Championship, the All-Northern Final with Hermantown and East Grand Forks. As Doug eloquently pointed out, you could have two championship winners from the Northland area.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And somebody...
You won't be able to get through down the hill. All the heads will be so big there.
Yeah, it's funny. You'll have to cut them down so they can fit through the doorway.
At the top of the hill, you're going to get repelled.
But what's kind of neat is people are talking about Hermantown being in the Class A and Duluth East being in the Class AA, but there's a lot of teams from that Duluth area that didn't make it down here that are pretty good.
I want to mention Puck Heaven, Minnesota State Boys Hockey Tournament Trivia from Jim Hoy.
Great book.
This is incredible. I mean, it's a treasure trove of information. I mean, you've got just question after question.
Wall to wall.
Spent so much time in putting this thing together. And he's coming out with another one. This is a limited edition, so you're going to want to come down here and get it for a great buy.
And that's at the Let's Play Hockey booth as well. And
yes.
There's still some available, but they are going pretty quick, so don't wait around too long, yeah. And they'll all be gone. But it's a great great offering.
Absolutely. Now, the next area of topic of discussion is the Minnesota Wild Colorado Avalanche. We kind of touched on that a little bit. We'll preview that game coming up tomorrow at the XL Energy Center. And you will definitely want to see that one. And, you know, of course, Nathan MacKinnon will not be here in Minnesota as he is out. Is he concussed, Mike Compton? Is that what we're hearing? Mike, MacKinnon, is he concussed?
From the Avalanche?
Yeah.
I thought it was concussion, yeah.
Yeah. Some probably sinus issues to go along with that,
broken
too.
Broken foot.
After Bergenheim placed the elbow.
Oh, that's right.
Broken foot. From what?
Well, we were close.
Okay. So, look who's here. Scott Tiffany wandered his way in. Well, anyway, we'll finish on this Wild Avalanche discussion.
Sure.
We're going to bring Scott Tiffany in real quick here. And bottom line is the war of words continues. Zach Parise says, quote, "I don't blame them. They've only scored one goal against us this year, and that's on a dump in that shouldn't have counted." Okay. You can fire someone up all you want, but if the other team is just better, but I would be careful with that stuff. But I guess they're pros and they know what they're doing. Scott, you want to jump in on that?
Sure. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for doing a great job on the play-by-play. Sometimes I gotta get out of here early. I got a long drive and I gotta turn around and come back and listen to you guys. And,
thank you.
And you guys are phenomenal.
Thank you.
I think as far as just the quality. It's if you haven't listened to these guys, you got to plug them, turn it on, and enjoy. Sit
Thank
back
you.
And enjoy.
Humbling. Thank you very,
very
much.
Nice
by
to
a
say,
true
Scott.
Hockey maven here in the state of Minnesota. You've been up and down these halls all over. Tom Holtzman, good to see him. You've been up and down the halls for years, and the things you've done with the MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com, there's been some great articles from the state tournament. The coverage has been outstanding upstairs.
Absolutely.
We've got an entire team that's working on that. We're very proud of that. I'd like to think that our top tens that we issued at the high school level each and every year consistently kept a lot of interest. People like to look for them. They're looking for them. We've got great photographers. Great Minnesota Wild hockey coverage. We cover the NCHC. We cover the WCHA. Senior adult hockey. I didn't call it beer league, Bart Archer.
Thank you very much.
All the way down to youth. So it's an effort that you've undertaken. And you've brought it back with a vengeance, and it's terrific.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm humbled because I had a vision. I had a dream, but this has far exceeded what I was even
MLK.
Thinking, and I look at it, I'm really humbled with the group of people that the good Lord has put in my path. I've got 60 people that have contributed in the last year and a half. Because Pete came to me about a month ago and begged and said, "You got to give your guys a chance on print." And I was thinking, geez, Pete, you know, print's expensive. I've got out of that. I went out of that.
I felt the stiff arm. I felt I was going to run up against Larry Zonka.
Yeah, and you said, just give us a chance. And I listened, and after 2 weeks, you guys, I knew what we were going to do. And I took a good hard look, and then we put out our ad rates, and I said a little prayer, and we got our title sponsor the next day. Had three more people jump on the next day. Had print paid for in one day, and you know, it's a phenomenal book that we've got, and we've got. I want to say a special thanks to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes hockey side there for being the title sponsor. Cambria Mortgage, fantastic job. Edina Realty, Henry Boucher. Henry's out sick today. He's a much better interview than I. But Henry was the guy that really put us into play. And then Fury Motors, I want to shout out to them. Kind of a funny story. Our cover shot, which is phenomenal, has got a boy by the name of Mismash on the top. I don't know if I got the pronunciation right.
Parker Mismash.
Okay, so anyway, I skate. I'm a beer league skater myself, and every Wednesday night, down at St. Mary's Point, group of us have been skating down there for years, and I skate with a guy named Tommy Leonard. Tommy owns Fury Motors, and I've been after him for a while. And I said, "Hey, Tommy, we're coming back with print. You got to check us out." And you saw the cover I was going to do. Little did I know that the sales manager that works there is the father of the kid that's on the pileup. So it just as that worked out, it could have been better. And everybody's happy. Our sponsors are happy. I want to say thanks to the St. Paul Hotel for letting us put every addition in every room, a Holiday Inn, a shout-out to them. Just been phenomenal. It's been very, very well received. We only have about 500 copies left.
They'll be gone.
I said, get down to the trade show. I told my sponsors we were going to give out 3,000. I ordered 3,500, and they went quick.
And we'd also like to mention this, partners here with Sports Radio 105, The Ticket, sharing content back and forth. That's been a wonderful thing, too. And so you've got the print, the radio, and now the online factor taking over. You're a media mogul, Scott Tiffany.
The Pioneer Press, which has been my bread and butter for 31 years.
Forgot about that one, too.
It's kind of a funny story. I kept this under the radar. I didn't want to be a distraction in the workforce. And about 2 years ago, their vice president of marketing saw a clip of me doing an interview with somebody. And they said, "Hey, what's your affiliation with that?" And I said, "Well, it'd be a good time to talk. I own it." Within 2 days, we shook hands, and they get our content, we get their audience, and I think we've done I just want to thank everybody who's made this possible, from the writers to the sponsors to the audience. I just say thank you.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate your time. We're running low on it. The Let's Play Hockey Expo is dialed in once again, and Bart Archer, as we mentioned, at noon, we're going to have Hermantown and East Grand Forks. That is going to be a barn burner of a contest. Then we're going to have the championship game at 7 o'clock. David and Goliath, we're kind of calling it. Why not? Duluth East has been really exceeding expectations this postseason, as they will be taking on the Lakeville North Panthers at 7 o'clock. The Let's Play Hockey Expo rolling all day long. Also, be sure to check out the After Expo Expo at the Hockey Giant Superstore, where you can look at all of this great product and then go get it at the Superstore. It's a perfect idea. That's tomorrow from 10 to 6 a.m., corner 494 in Lindale. Tomorrow night, the Wild and the Avalanche, the War of Words. You've got Patrick Waugh chipping in, still upset about Tyson Berry. You've got Mike Yeo saying it was garbage when they went after Granlund. All of that going on. We're probably going to have two minor penalties on Sunday.
Well, that could be, but interesting choice of words by Coach Yeo. I think it mimicked the statement that Patrick Roy made last year. But it's nice to have emotion. It's nice to have a rival. It's nice to have a rival that's not 2,300 miles away as well. So it promises to be a great contest. Scott Tiffany, your enthusiasm, your hard work, everybody rallies around you like the Pied Piper, but we appreciate your efforts and everything you bring to the table.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bart Archer, thank you. Tim Colaminen, Mike Carman, Doug Johnson, Andrew Cosby, everybody that's been in the house, we appreciate all your efforts. Mike Compton getting the job done here, back in the studio. Man. David Helmer, you're the man. Are we losing it right here? That's going to do it here. One and done. On Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.